The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's 15 past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. You know, after last week's attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in the couple's home, some members of Congress are saying, who's next? Am I or is a member of my family going to be next? That's why the U.S. Capitol Police Chief is looking at providing additional security. Joining us with more on this story, ABC News law enforcement reporter Luke Barr. Good morning, Luke.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So there's potentially a question of additional funding for more security for members of Congress and their families, huh?
Yeah. So yesterday, U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said the department is looking at more security for members of Congress and their families after Friday's assault on the House Speaker's husband. He said the U.S. Capitol Police is engaged in a review of Friday's incident. He said they believe the climate, political climate, calls for more resources to provide additional layers of physical security for members of Congress, and it would emphasize adding redundancies to measures that are already in place.
I guess a lot of people were surprised that it was as easy as it was for this assailant to enter the home of the essentially the third most powerful person in U.S. government. And a lot of people wondered why there weren't more security measures in place already.
Yeah, so the U.S. Capitol Police had cameras outside the home of Speaker Pelosi, but they weren't monitored according to our sources that we spoke with. The Capitol Police saw a flash of light on the camera, but they rewound the video and saw the break-in, according to our sources. But, you know, these cameras, once the speaker leaves, San Francisco, she was in D.C. at the time, once she leaves San Francisco, they're not monitored 24-7. That might be something, though we don't know, but that might be something Capitol Police, you know, takes a look at in the future.
Of course, this is probably going to have to go before Congress for their approval, and while we don't like to see this become politicized, it could become heavily politicized, couldn't it?
It sure could, and like everything with the Capitol Police, especially after January 6th, it has engaged in a full review by both sides of the aisle and by both parties.
Yeah. So at this point, he's simply floating the idea out there. There's not a formal request on the table yet. Is that right?
It's just an idea. And, you know, they've also toyed with, according to our sources, adding more protection for their families as well. That is also an idea. You know, especially after these incidents, things take time to review the full incident completely and then sort of walk back and diagnose the next steps. These are all just what he's hoping to do and what some ideas that they have.
All right. We'll continue to follow that. Luke, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us.